Good old days on Giant FM, and I'll tell you, it's going to be a good old day for Mardi Gras night in Shelbyville, which will be Saturday, February the 10th. And with me in the studio, we have Buck Rogers Jr., Laura Harmon, Elena Toon, and also Eric Davies. Welcome, everybody.
Hi, hi, Penny.
Well, glad to have you all here.
Thanks for having us here.
Thank you.
So many amazing musicians all in one room. Excited for that.
That's right.
So Mardi Gras. Now, I was really happy to see, you know, a couple of reasons I was happy about the Mardi Gras event. I don't think I've ever really seen one in Shelbyville before. That's all ages.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That includes the children.
That's right.
Bring the entire family. And then also, too, it's in support of the Gateway Home for Veterans. So I'm not really familiar with that, so I can't wait to learn about that. And also, too, the Shelby County Animal Shelter.
Yeah. Gateway, Penny, is a it's a Christian-based ministry for veterans who have been homeless or down on their luck, where they help provide direct services, food, some clothing, things like that. Some of the staff members that I used to work with at the VA Medical Center work with Gateway. They are veterans themselves. Veterans, that Gateway is located in Hawville in Indianapolis, but they are a very worthwhile group to support. And then, of course, the Shelby County Animal Shelter. This is something that I always enjoy supporting at a number of events that I do or play as much as possible. You know, the animal shelter is a great place. Chris and her staff there do a wonderful job for the county's animals, you know, all across Shelby County. As a matter of fact, one of our dogs, he is a little long in the tooth these days. His name is Jesse. Jesse was gotten at the shelter when my daughter was very young. So the shelter is just a really good home and place to, you know, get a pet and get a pet adopted. I always hope when I do shows that we might be able to get one or two pets adopted. The last show that we did at Rendezvous, I was not able to get a pet adopted, but I have promised Chris that I will continue to work diligently to do that at the shows.
That's a wonderful thing.
It's a fun thing, yes.
So how did you come up with the theme to do Mardi Gras this time?
Well, for me, I started, like I said, I was a social worker at the VA Medical Center here in Indianapolis. I'm retired. I play a lot of music. When I worked for the VA, I organized events called stand downs, and they were large events for veterans. My mother is from New Orleans. My mother and father met on the riverboat President in New Orleans. I have always loved Mardi Gras. It's a great, fun time. It can be a busy time, but a lot of people don't know that in New Orleans, Mardi Gras actually happens for kids and families, too. If you go in the French Quarter, you're going to see some things, and you might see some things that you aren't sure that you might want to see necessarily. But if you go around in the surrounding parishes, St. Bernard, Jefferson Parish, even in Cajun country, they celebrate Mardi Gras, and it's more of a family event. The colors for Mardi Gras are purple, green, and gold. Purple representing justice, green representing faith or health, and the gold represents power.
And which, by the way, you brought necklaces in.
Yes,
And thank you. Beads.
Yes.
I don't know if I should call them necklaces or beads.
Yes.
Bead necklaces, I don't know.
Kind of a combination of the two.
Yes, exactly. And the tie-dye T-shirts, too, are awesome, and thank you very much for that, too. Did you make these?
Thank you. No, those were done at the Sports Locker.
They look good.
And once again, we'll have them on sale at the event. Part of the proceeds will go to the animal shelter and to Gateway for this.
That's wonderful. So it's in tribute to two different performers.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Okay, this year's event, last year we did Mardi Gras Night in Shelbyville. This year we're doing a little bit different in that we have the tribute is to Alan Toussaint, one of the great singer-songwriters, piano players, and producers from New Orleans, and also the late, great Antoine Fats Domino. Blueberry Hill, Ain't That a Shame, Blue Monday, so many great Fats Domino songs. A lot of people don't realize that in the late 1950s and the early 1960s, there were three people who were basically in charge of American popular music at that time. They were Elvis Presley, uh-huh. of course, the king, Chuck Berry, had a lot of music on the radio, and one Antoine Fats Domino was a rival to many of those at that time. So so we're doing that, and also this year is New Orleans' tricentennial. It's the 300th year of the city of New Orleans.
Oh, wow. That's special.
Yes, that's awesome. So we're going to have some fun with that. Mayor de Bon, as is a tradition in New Orleans, the mayor does a proclamation for the city. So our mayor, Tom de Bon, has graciously again offered to come out and do the proclamation.
They both have the same name?
No, the mayor in New Orleans right now, I think, is Mayor Landrieu.
Oh, okay.
But
okay,
Tom de Bon, our mayor, has offered to come out and do a proclamation opening the city to Mardi Gras.
That's fun.
And for King Rex. We do not have a King Rex here at this Mardi Gras, but we do have a costume contest for adults and also for kids. And if anybody listening has some children that they want to bring to it, it's a wonderful time. It's a fun time. Mm-hmm. Have them dress up. It's a good night. So,
and tell us about the king cakes, because there was a time where I didn't know what they were all about till someone told me. So,
king cakes are purple, green, and gold. And our king cake maker here is Elizabeth Riggs from the icing shop. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't had her king cake, it is to die for.
Now, is it a certain flavor or something, king cakes, or are they just...
They are a like a coffee cake.
Okay.
Some of them have cream cheese in the middle. I don't know, because Eric, parlez-vous français, to die for.
Je parle petit français, n'est pas très bien.
Awesome, awesome.
Well, I know parlez-vous français means do you speak French, but that's it. That's like the only thing I learned in French class. Like the entire, except I can cuss.
The king cakes are awesome, and the tradition with the king cakes is, once again, Mardi Gras is organized around Ash Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So if you remember that, you'll be in good shape, because king cakes were meant for the birth of baby Jesus. And they were after the 12th night, when the three wise men came and gave gifts to Mary and Joseph. The king cakes represent that.
Oh.
So the tradition in New Orleans is that for king cakes, is there is a baby on the inside, and the baby represents Christ child on the cake. So anybody who gets the baby is supposed to have good luck.
Oh.
But the downside of it, if you get the baby, you're supposed to bring a king cake to your next office party.
That is the
tradition in New Orleans.
That's
so
neat.
So anyway, but Elizabeth Riggs with the icing shop does a wonderful job, and she will have them on sale at the event, and there will also be individual slice size for desserts there.
So I wonder if each slice is going to have a baby in it. See, now it's going to be. See, now I'm wondering things like that. So we'll have to ask Elizabeth. You know, I'm going to make it difficult, huh?
And the bookmark will have coffee, and we will have soft drinks and things like that there also. So
wonderful, wonderful. And you guys have awesome soft drinks and coffee, by the way.
Yes, they do.
Not to mention too. Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah,
it's awesome. So this will be February the 10th. It's a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You can get your tickets, $12 in advance.
Yes.
You can get them at Three Sisters Books and Gifts, and also to the Icing Shop.
And if they want to go on my Facebook page, I do have that also for Facebook page, and that is at Buck Rogers Jr.
Wonderful. Will you play us a song?
We would be glad to.
What are you going to do?
We will do a song that I wrote called Café au Lait, Beignets, and Thyme. I will dedicate it to the Bookmark Coffee Shop, and also dedicated to Plantation Coffee House, which it was written for in New Orleans.
Right.
So, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. imitation coffee house is settling in for the night. Cafe au lait tastes fine. The Amtrak overpass is silent nearby. Cafe au lait, beignets and thyme. The salon and pharmacy are closing late at night. In the evening time, you sit to talk with your close friends nearby. Cafe au lait, beignets and thyme. We're sitting in the Crescent City. Now where are you at, my friends? Hey, can you come down here tonight? We're 700 miles below that good old Mason-Dixon line. Cafe au lait, beignets and thyme. Where you at, my friends? Hey, can you come down here tonight? We're 700 miles below that good old Mason-Dixon line.
Cafe au lait, beignets and thyme.
Is closing late at night, but the cafe au lait still tastes fine. As Amtrak City of New Orleans roars by, cafe au lait, beignets and thyme. Somewhere in the heart of the Delta, cafe au lait, beignets and thyme.
Beignet, what is it?
Beignets.
Beignets? That's wonderful.
Parlez-vous français, beignets.
Buck Rogers Jr., Laura Hammond.
And the most famous place down there is the Café du Monde, of course, with that. So. But I'd also like, if you don't mind, I'm going to introduce the people that are with us.
Yes.
We have Eric Davies. So we have also Elena Toon, and we have Laura Harmon. And in this project, what we've done is we put three different groups or bands together. I perform as Buck Rogers Jr. In a number of places around Shelbyville. Eric has his own person or group.
Yeah, I'm a solo act.
Solo act. And then Laura and Elena are in the acoustic experience mm-hmm. and also in Aftermath.
Yes.
Well, that's a new one.
So we come together, and then we coalesce around our drummer, Steve Workman.
Uh-huh.
And many people know Steve around the area, and he also is a drum instructor at Arthur's Music.
Right.
But it is great, and these folks are wonderful to work with. It's great fun to get together with three different bands.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, thank you all for coming in. We're going to do another one, and you can go online and check that out tomorrow at giant.fm. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks.
Thank you.